and one's smelling and the other one's ass.
That's how it always is. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you have downloaded episode 278. Today is April
18th, 2010.
You are listening to Foul Monkeys, one of the greatest Central Florida podcasts ever.
Ever.
And we never, ever touch each other.
Ever.
Ever. We just like to get that point across before we start.
Right out of the way.
Right out of the way. Because some people get that confused and they're like, ooh, Ricky and Julian, I bet they touch each other.
No.
And we're like, no.
Ew.
Ew, gross. That's like touching your dad. Although some people are like that.
Ew.
Even that. That's worse.
Mm.
Oh, so today's been a rainy day.
Yeah.
It's been kind of nice, actually, to relax and chill out.
We just got back from grubbing out at Taco Bell.
Does it sound different in here?
No, not really.
It just sounds more echoey, I guess. We need to put egg crates on our living room walls.
Yeah. We'll get right to that.
Because we record right in our living room.
Mm.
Because that's the only room we have in our house.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I feel like being a smartass today, Julian.
Oh, Lord.
I feel it already. I'm going to try to stop. I'm going to try to be good.
Be good.
Douchebag. Got that out of the way.
Okay. Well,
so,
what do we have going on?
I don't have shit except for the guy in the sauna room I told you about. I'll talk about that in a little bit.
Oh, yeah. But, well, I wanted to start off with talking about this past Thursday.
Okay.
April 15th, which was tax day.
Right.
Well, you know, they had a bunch of those tea party get-togethers all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like five of them at each get-together. Anyway, they had one of them here in Lakeland.
Was it? You said it was downtown, right?
It was downtown, yeah.
And, where at downtown?
You know where the High Point is up on Lake Mirror?
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was maybe 25 people there. So, anyway... They all look like freaks. I saw like the old suburban park there next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how those religious freaks will have like sayings all over their car?
Right.
Well, this one had like anti-tax, anti-Obama sayings all over it.
Taxed enough already.
Yeah. Well, the great part, not only were they freaks, but the great part, there was a picture of it in the newspaper the next day. Their featured speaker.
Mm-hmm.
At this event,
uh-huh.
was a podcaster.
Really?
Really.
Who was it?
Some guy that is
what kind of podcast is it?
A teabag podcast.
Ew.
Yeah. But really,
he's automatically a dumbass.
The highest level of celebrity they can get at this
event is
a podcaster.
Womp, womp.
Right. Which just shows where they are on...
Yeah.
The real level.
Well, we were talking about it at dinner. Pretty much all the teabaggers are people that voted for McCain and are mad because they didn't win.
Yeah, exactly. And they're all talking about, oh, we're going to overthrow the government. No, bitches. The majority of people in this country voted for Barack Obama. This is how democracy works.
Mm-hmm. So we were talking, and because today I was in the gym, and there was two guys in there talking, and I guess they were teabaggers because they were talking about... You know, taxes this, taxes that. You know, we're going to take over our country again and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay.
How the fuck did they think we felt for 8 years during Bush?
Well, I was telling Julian at dinner, I'm going to have to, like, take a part in this election next time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to do something.
No,
because
no, ma'am, not in Wasilla.
I cannot have another Republican in the office.
No.
Not anytime soon. And I'm pretty happy with Barack Obama.
You know...
He's not doing everything he promised to, but you know what? He still has some years.
Well, he did a pretty awesome thing this past week by
the executive order.
Yes, mandating that all hospitals that accept any federal funds must allow gay people to visit their significant other in the hospital.
It should be that way.
Which is pretty much all hospitals,
right?
Because all of them take Medicare or Medicaid,
right?
Yeah.
So womp womp, hate it for you. You're gonna have to let the gay people in your rooms now.
Exactly.
God, what was
that was one thing I wanted to bring up because these people are nuts. Really, a lot of these people are nuts.
I don't get, because, I mean...
And people like Glenn Beck whip them up into a frenzy until they're ready to, you know, get up guns and go...
Right.
Be a revolution.
You were right when you were talking about how people are, you know, are going to try to take over the country and that we should have guns.
I know.
I mean, I'm 100%, I really don't care for guns. I don't think we need them.
I like them, and I think we do need them. Just for...
But...
To protect ourselves against...
Well, I... Yeah, like if you're in your house, that. But to be like...
Well, just, no, I'm not going to go overthrow the... City
people
or some
do
shit,
that,
but
though.
Yeah, but no, I think you need them for protection.
Okay, well,
it's how I feel.
What about bows and arrows?
No.
Well, I guess it didn't really because work for the Indians, did it?
It takes too long to reload. Yeah, but they got casinos now.
Oh, poor Indians. Feel sorry for them.
Feel sorry for... You know how much money them fucking casinos make?
I know, but they probably don't get all the money, though. I'm sure they have to do something with that money.
Yeah, go buy...
More casinos.
More casinos, yeah.
Or as Nessa and Derek say, casinas.
Casina.
Go to the casino.
Yeah, Connor feels the same way about... We hate... The casino, because mm-hmm. all it is to me is pissing your money away. The only thing I can think of when I'm losing money, and mm-hmm. that's all you ever do is lose money, is how long it took me to make that money.
Right. Well, when I went out to Vegas, it's fun. I mean, you have a lot of fun there, and I went there with $200, and I would lose a little and then win a lot, and then I would turn around and lose that amount and then win a lot more. So I came out. I actually broke even in 3 days.
That's the problem with me at the Tampa casino.
Mm-hmm. That's not a real casino.
I never won any significant amount. So mm-hmm. all I'll do is start out with a certain amount and then mm-hmm. drop to zero, and that's it.
That's not a real casino. Vegas has real casinos.
Well, yeah,
but you've never been to Vegas?
No,
oh,
never.
It's so fun. Oh my God, you don't sleep at all. I mean, it's just so much stuff going on and lights are everywhere. The only thing that I hated about it is, you know, on TV, they make everything look so compact and everything's on the strip.
Yeah.
No, bullshit. You walk and you walk and you fucking walk. None of that shit's close. We walked to the Bellagio. I had to fucking take a taxi back because that was back when I was fat and I didn't exercise. Right. And I was like, fuck that bullshit. And then one time we were walking back and we got caught in a sandstorm. It was like pelting us, like it was fucking taking our skin
Wait,
off.
Wait, back when you were fat?
Back when I was still fat, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm still fat, but I'm 28 pounds less fat.
And I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
Oh, what was I going to say? Damn it, I forgot. I'm old and I can't remember shit.
We're two faggots talking about politics, which is probably the closest thing you're going to hear for politics from us.
Yeah, so. Well, what else do I have on my list? Oh... Well, I spent the weekend with Connor over in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And
over in the Tampon Bay?
In the Tampon Bay. So we went out to dinner Friday night. And it was this roadhouse style, you know, throw the peanut shells on the floor.
I don't like that.
Kind of place. Well, anyway, we both had the salad that come with our meal. And it's kind of like Olive Garden where they mix the salad in the big bowl and then divvy it out to each person in mm-hmm. your own little plate. Well, anyway, I'm eating my salad and got about halfway through it.
Oh, no.
And it's also one of those places where it's got the white paper covering the table and they write their names on it with the crayon.
Uh-huh.
I had a little piece of crayon in my salad.
Ooh.
I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I picked it up and it's got, you know, little writing on it. And I'm like, oh, hell no.
What color was it?
Red. And the waitress comes back by. She's like, how is everything? I'm like, I really didn't order crayon in my salad, but other than that, it's great. She's like, oh my God, I don't know how that happened. You want me to get you another one? I'm like, no, thank you.
Did they do anything, take anything off the board?
The manager come over and said, I'm so sorry. I don't know how that happened. And here's a card for free appetizer. So,
oh, how about you take that $8 off my tab now?
Yeah, right.
Where did you go? Was it Roadhouse Grill or something?
No, it was Cody's Roadhouse.
Oh, I've been there. Mm-hmm. That's good. They have good chicken strips. Mm-hmm. I do like that place.
Yeah, but minus the crayon.
Did you go to the one? Isn't there one in Brandon, too?
There's one in Brandon. We went to one in Oldsmar.
Okay, I've been to the one in Brandon. I liked it. It was really good. Mm-hmm. That's the last place I went to go eat with my friend Nathan before he moved back to Louisiana.
Aww.
I miss Nathan.
Aww.
He's so cute. Now he lives in Dallas. He's going to try to come see us when we're in Austin.
That'll be cool.
Well, when I say us, I mean me.
Yeah,
because he doesn't know you.
Yeah, because nobody's going to come see me.
Yeah. I wish that we had cameras like right here so that people could see our faces when we talk.
Nobody cares about me.
No one cares.
Oh my God, there was a woman that was at the next table from us that night.
Mm-hmm.
She was shit-faced drunk, and she had her glass of wine, and she was swigging from it every two seconds. Mm-hmm. And it's got, the restaurant has one of those kitchens that it's glass and you can see into it. Mm-hmm. Well, she was standing right there at the glass watching all the boys make the food. Mm-hmm. And she was swaying back and forth. No real music you could discern. Right. But she was swaying back and forth.
She had her own music going on.
Like, I looked at Connor. I said, how much you want to bet that top comes off for the... It didn't, but she went around her table of probably eight and hugged everybody. And
oh, she was happy.
Talked to them for a second, and then, you know, would move on to the next one, hugged them and talked for a second, and finally they all got up and got ready to leave. Mm-hmm. Well, she had to pick that wine glass back up. Sheesh. Chugged that last bit of wine. I'm like, God damn, she wasn't wasting none of that.
I like happy people like that, though. It's fun to watch them at bars.
She was probably late 40s.
Cougar. She saw them young boys cooking. She was like, that's mine.
Right.
So I'm going to talk about the guy in the steam room the other day. Remember I told you? And I have to talk about this.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my God. So Thursday morning... I get up every morning, except for this past Friday. I got up at 4:50 to be at the gym at 5,
which I work out. Could not do. But
it's, believe me, it's fucking hard as shit.
Continue.
Julian took a picture of his dog, who's like doing a weird smile thing.
Yeah, his mouth is hanging open with all his teeth showing.
So... you know, I work out, I do my thing, and then what I do is after my workout, I go in the steam room for 10 minutes, and then I come home and shower. And I could shower there, but I just don't like that.
Unless there's a hot guy.
Yeah, which, on Saturday, I was telling Julian this. Let's sidetrack off the steam room real quick. So, I go into the locker room, and the way the locker room's set up, because the gym is old, there's actually separate bathrooms with toilets in them and a sink to like where you shave and stuff, and the urinals are on the outside where the showers are.
Right.
So I'm walking up to my locker, and I see this guy in the bathroom, and he was so fucking hot that I actually, before I could even think how hot he was, I went...
Took your breath away.
Oh, God. He fucking took my breath away. And he was standing right there the whole time I was at my locker. And I kept going like, I can't really show the listeners. But I was like, my fucking eyes were like fucking killing me because they were onto the side so hard. I was like. So he goes and takes a shower. And then he comes out
and
a towel.
And you knew because you were taking pictures over the top of the partition.
Oh, you're not allowed to have your cell phones out in the locker room. If you get caught, you can't come to the club
anymore. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but I had mine out, and I was so wanted to
wait. Are you talking about your phone?
Yes. So he comes out in this little towel, and it's not covering him all the way, but it's just like barely covering his cock and balls.
Mm.
And I was just kept looking. I felt like Weeza. Because there was a mirror in front of me, and I kept looking.
Would you call this color grape a aubergine?
No one cares about that grape shit. But I kept looking over, and I was like, oh, please, please, please. But he never did. But he was so fucking hot. I was like, please be in here again next Saturday.
And tell, please fall to the ground.
Please. He must have knew I was looking at him, though, because he turned around to put his underwear on, but his ass was still fine, so I don't care. Anyway, back to the story of the steam room. So I work out, and I go into the steam room, and there's a guy in there laying down, which it that's fine to lay down because there's like a three-tier bleacher kind of thing.
Right.
So, and there's enough room. It's wide enough, and there's enough room for people to actually lay down in there. And I guess he was by himself, so he felt like he should.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's on the second tier. I sit down on the third tier closest to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the room's real steamy, so I really can't see anything.
Hence the reason they call it a steam
right.
room.
But it was like, because it gets real steamy, and then it goes away, and then it gets steamy again.
Right.
So, he's sitting there, and he's laying down, and, you know, he's doing his thing, whatever. And all of a sudden, I hear, I can't really do it without, he like blew his nose and his hand, and then I see his hand wipe it on the wall.
Ugh.
And I was like, oh,
that is so
my fucking God.
Fucking nasty.
I said, that's where I always sit, too.
Ah! So, and you thought it was cum that was sticking to your back.
Ew. No. I don't even know if I'd want that either. So I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe I just witnessed that. The next thing, and spits it on the wall. I was like, oh my God.
How fucking nasty.
That was it. I was like, I'm done with this.
Uh-uh. No.
So I was there for like maybe 3 minutes more, and he got up and he like accidentally tapped my leg or whatever.
Mm.
He was like, oh, sorry. And I'm like,
ew.
So when I was done, I had to go say something at the front desk.
Well,
that's fucking
yeah,
nasty.
I think that'd be a...
That's a reason to be suspended.
Yeah, more than taking a picture of some hot guy showering.
Right, because, I mean, I need that.
I mean, that's what's wrong with that. Ugh. The world needs more hot people.
Right.
Like me.
Mm. Oh, I was telling Julian, I was like, the only thing... The reason why I hate going to gyms is because there's people like that guy that are so hot and have like an awesome body that makes me feel so bad about myself. And like, I'm not like, oh my God, I'm going to kill myself. But I'm like, you know, I don't want to like take my shirt off in front of him, that kind of thing. Not that he even cares because he's probably straight, but
everybody's got to start somewhere.
That's true. At least I'm there.
Yeah.
And I've almost lost 30 pounds, which is good.
That's very good.
So, but that's the with the steam room. So I don't sit on that side of the steam room anymore.
Which he's probably laid all over the place.
He probably has.
And spit all over the place. Speaking of hot people, I was at work Friday. And there was this guy from another division that I always thought was really, really cute. Kind of got the cubbish build to him.
Right.
Well, I hadn't seen him in a long while.
Mm-hmm.
And he's lost a lot of weight.
Not so cute anymore.
He's not cute anymore, which is sad to say that, you know, I'm sure he's healthier and he is not cute anymore.
You're like, fuck.
I know. And
how much do you think he lost?
Maybe 50 pounds.
Wow.
And he was probably not much taller than me, but husky.
He was just.
And really, really cute. But
not so much anymore.
Not cute anymore.
Did you go up to him like, did you lose weight? Because you need to find it again.
So I
can't masturbate over you anymore.
No, I kind of felt bad for thinking it, but it's true.
Well, do you have anything else to talk about? We have some emails and some calls.
Let's go into it.
All right.
Just like your dates say.
Okay. One day it'll play.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Fell Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
And Skip, tell them what they won.
I know. I feel like we're doing a commercial for like Dawn dish detergent or something.
A new car.
A goat. All right, so on the last show, we were saying that how we needed some girl guests to tell us about being, you know, about their vaginas
lady
and their lady parts, and how we just didn't want them to talk. We just want them to tell us the answer.
The answer.
Well, Samantha, flesh wound.
Yeah, when you forwarded me that, I'm like, ew, flesh wound.
She said, this is what she says. 1. Douching is actually bad for you. It washes out the good bacteria as well as the bad bacteria. If you just clean your area when you bathe with mild soap and water, you should be fine. 2. Yes, you can get ingrown hairs down there. They suck. 3. I've never had chapped lips down there, but I'm sure it's possible. Think of those big ladies who wear spandex. Little airflow and severe moisture would probably chap them. Mm. I wonder what chapped pussy lips look like.
Oh! They probably like got a little peeling skin.
Oh God. Ew, it probably cracks like the side of your mouth on tomatoes. You know how tomatoes do that sometimes? Ew. And it never heals. It takes forever.
Well, that whole thing never heals.
That's very true. That whole thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do. This is the funniest shit ever.
I know.
4. Sometimes you do ruin your underwear with your period. It doesn't just explode into a bloody geyser. There is actually spotting a day before you really start. But yes, the spotting can ruin your panties. Also, if you have an extremely heavy flow, you can have leaks and ruin your underwear. If you wash your panties right away with OxyClean. OxyClean.
Billy Mays here for OxyClean.
Too soon.
Do you have period blood on your panties? OxyClean it out.
If you wash your panties right away with OxyClean, you can sometimes get the stains out. For the record, I don't own any granny panties, not even one pair. I prefer the boys short style when I have the menzies. Any more questions, email me and let me know. I have no shame and will answer anything.
Huh, well, we'll keep her email on file for sure, because you never know when we might need to know pussy questions.
Because, you know, we need to know so much about pussies.
Well, they're very mysterious.
They are very mysterious.
And I'm not going near enough to find out on my own.
I don't really need to know too much. I mean, I know enough, so.
I don't.
That's what happens when you grow up with two. Well, you have sisters.
We didn't grow up in the same house.
Oh, because they're a little older than you, right?
One's younger, one's older, but we grew up in separate households.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
Long story.
Oh.
Maybe I'll tell it on a very special episode of Foul Monkeys.
On the DVD?
Yeah.
Just to let you guys know, Julian comes from a very long line of crazies.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're on the other side.
Mom or dad?
Hmm?
Which one? What do you mean the other side? Mom or dad's
My
side?
Sisters are on the, from my dad's side. So
oh, okay.
They're not on the line of crazies.
Oh, so they're pretty safe then?
Yeah, they're sane.
Oh, okay. That's good. All right, we got an email from Tim from Tastes Like Burning Podcast. Make sure you go check them out. He said, "Hey, Ricky and Julian. Oh, no dryer buzzer, sadsies, but that was a mute point, right?" What? Anyway, you guys may have not been feeling it, but it was still a fun show. You picked it up pretty quickly. So if you were faking it, you get the Oscar for the best bullshit.
Thank you.
Don't be sad, Ricky. Why so long in the balls?
Aww.
Julian, you are a little testy too, but that's better than being a little crappy. Ouch. Your pirate talk was killing me, though. More, please. Angry Pirate. Loved it. And Ricky, when you verped, I threw up in my mouth a little bit. Fun times. You guys are great. Can't wait for the next one. Have a good week.
Tim. I don't remember us talking like pirates.
Angry.
Oh, that's that, what?
That's, they probably think we're pirates.
Oh. Gotcha.
Arrgh.
Not a pirate, but
close. I guess it could be a pirate or an angry Mormon.
Yeah, well, if you're after your booty, which you always are, or is it somebody's after your booty?
After my booty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This was it was an email from Ken. I forwarded it to you, but it's too long. I'm not gonna.
Got it.
Actually, I sent it to you, remember?
Yes, you did.
It was like, oh my God.
No, I got it.
All right. So, let's see here. That's from Brad from the Bend Over and Take It podcast. I'm trying to convince them to do Pride 48, but I don't think they're feeling it.
Oh.
Because they're nervous and they said they don't have equipment and stuff.
You didn't forward that one to me, did you?
No, because, well, I originally emailed them.
Oh, gotcha.
I started it to say, you know, are you guys going to do it? And then he responded back, well, we're not for sure because we don't have the stuff and
got gotcha.
Nervous. And I
gotcha.
Explained it back to him. So, Chicken soft tacos.
Fresco style.
Fresco style. Which fucking means no cheese, add lettuce and tomato. That's so fucking stupid. It's like a supreme with no sour cream. I don't get that. I guess that's why it's only 89 cents. Whatever. It's starting to get a little pukey there. Lauren sent us a video. Did I forward that? I didn't probably forward it to you.
You need to take some
Imodium Pepsum, or some Pepsum. What's that? What's Pepsum?
It's that stuff you take, y'all. You know, Pepsum.
Peps you up.
Not to be confused with booger sugar.
That'll really pep you up.
Right.
This is just a video that Lauren sent us of D&G underwear models.
Oh.
I'll forward it to you because I forgot to do that.
Okay.
But thank you for sending us that email, now, Lauren.
I also want to say I've gotten several emails this week from people that have seen racist things. I got one from Turnip Head. I got one from Steve in the UK. Both of them said, oh, I saw this racist thing and immediately thought of you, so I'm forwarding it to you.
You're a racist now.
I love it to hell. Everybody sees something racist, and their mind immediately goes to me.
Right.
Which, Turnip Head and his boyfriend have added themselves to the guest list for the podcaster dinner, so we should have a lot of fun this year.
Hey, you guys. What's up?
Hey, Daddy.
Too bad Julian's taken, but I'm not. What's up?
Too bad Ricky's not your type.
No. Show's over.
Don't we have a phone call?
Yeah, I'm getting it. Now that I just want to kill myself. Here we go.
Yes, this is your Auntie Vera, and I normally do not lower myself to speak on the voice line for your little show, especially when I don't listen, but I wanted to let the ginger bear and I wanted to let that albino know. Is he a wino also? Is that making the albino wino? Anyway, I wanted you to know that I will not be attending the meet and greet dinner. However, I do have a request that you go somewhere that'll make the fat thing give him a projectile diarrhea because, you know, anyway, enjoy doing your little show and don't forget to have a birthday coming up on May the 7th, so please send any debris that is left over from your own post office box to mine. It is P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. And I think I heard your dryer buzzing. You want to go check your underpants.
Well, Aunt Vera Charles sounded like she had a little cold or something, maybe. You don't have to worry about us sending anything to your post office box because we don't get shit in ours.
Yeah, right. As a matter of fact, we got so little stuff, they were going
to
close
take it away
it.
From yes. us.
You're taking up valuable space.
Oh,
my God.
Lord.
That one was funny.
I'm going to say thank you, Big Fatty, for calling because I know that's you. But.
Yeah, duh.
We're still
deciding. Big Fatty gives out that address more
for
than
anything.
Yeah.
It's like, if you have a complaint.
If you'd like to send your used underwear to P.O. Box 315, Woodland Hills, California.
If you'd like to send your unwashed sling, send it to. let's see. I was gonna say something. I forgot what it was.
Thing.
Oh, we're still working on the dinner. I think next. What's going on?
Yeah, we're going to take a trip over there next weekend and probably finalize our plans
to where we said we were going. And do we need to? Do I need to put you on the calendar for Friday? And
I
need to go?
I don't think we're going Friday, and I don't think we're actually going to eat.
You're just going to check it out?
We're going to go over and check it out and talk to the management and probably make our reservations.
Okay. See if we can get a private room without having to pay.
I'll have to suck off the manager.
And?
Oh, okay.
Well, we're going to have like 30-some people. I'm sure, you know, we're bringing 30 people to their
business.
Well,
they also said that there's going to be a group of like 200 that night, well, too.
Yes, 30
so
is nothing,
little
thir- huh?
So our little 30 ain't jack to them.
Oh, wow. We have one more email. It's from Joey. He says, "Hi, Ricky and Julian. I love your guys' podcast," which he sent it to my personal email address, and I don't know how he got that, but... "Hey, Ricky and Julian, I love your guys' podcast. It really brightens up my day after hearing you guys discuss, well, nothing. But it is hell as shit." I guess he meant hilarious as shit.
Of course he did.
Of course. "Ricky, I met you last month at Sawmill when you played your podcast for me and Drew. I try to keep up and listen every time there is a new podcast and catching up on the old ones as well. When do you do your live shows? I keep on hearing you say you guys want to do a DVD, so you can count on me for a vote. Keep up the good work, and I will try to write in more often, Joey."
My guess is you were drunk at Sawmill and gave him your personal email address instead of your show.
I don't think so. He may have gotten it from my Facebook because it's published there and he's a friend there.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's just fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
But,
Or any bathroom wall.
Right. No, we're not right.
Right.
I need a thing.
Right.
Good question about the live show, because we actually just made a decision on that. A lot of people have been asking us.
Breaking news. We are going to begin doing live shows each and every Sunday.
From 3 to 4 Eastern Standard Time.
The only one that matters.
Exactly. So a lot of people were asking us to do it, and the only reason I was putting it off is because I have to edit those shows, and I have to split it in half, and blah, 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 blah. So I decided to take one for the team, for the listeners, and I'm going to fucking do it. Even though no one helps me edit or do anything,
I help you do show notes sometimes.
I know, but I have to edit the show before you can do the show notes.
All you do is, like, cut it in half.
No, I have to cut it in half. I have to listen to it to make sure I stop at the right place. Then I have to find a picture. And then there's a bunch of shit you don't know what I have to do. I have to convert it. I have to do this. I have to do that.
Okay.
So anyway, everybody, the schedule is Sundays from
3 to 4 on Pride 48.
Pride48.com. Come check us out. Now people don't have to be confused about what Sunday's which.
Just show up on Sunday.
And that'll be it, you know.
And I swear to God, if we can't get more people than the goddamn LFC on Friday night when people should be going out and having a good time,
right,
on Sunday afternoon, I'm going to be angry.
Fucking pissed. Ooh. Oh, shit.
O-M-G. Ricky just totally spit something on me when he did that fucking piss. Now I'm going to have to go change my shirt.
It is something. It would just spit.
No, it's like a piece of Taco Bell. I'm going to have to go do the Silkwood scrub down now. Where's my wire brush?
It's better than landing on your lip or something, right?
Then I would have thrown up right now.
Oh, my ears are sweaty.
Ew. Well, you want to wipe that on me, too? And this, folks, is hurt. Why we don't touch each other. Right. Ever.
Ricky just spit something on me. Well, it doesn't... It's just your shirt. It didn't touch you. I could have spit something else at you.
Ew. I'm done.
All right, I guess we're done with this show. But yeah, come check us out live every Sunday now from 3 to 4. I hope you guys appreciate it. And you're right. This is it. You guys are going to have to participate more, or we'll stop doing it. Because we need more participation. And also, that reminds me, leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes, because we haven't had one in a while.
That's right.
Is there anything else?
That's all I got.
Alrighty, well, give us a call, 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. We greatly appreciate it.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me, Julian, on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
And you can follow me, Ricky, on Twitter under Foul Monkeys, or you can follow me under Facebook looking for Ricky Burton.
Mm.
Me!
Me!
All right, so I guess that's it, right? No more announcements?
That's all I got.
Guess that's it, people. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian. Gonna change my shirt. Peace.
Bye.